This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't understand why Bo still wants to argue about the top five quarterbacks in the NFL when he knows emphatically that Tua Tagovailoa should be in the top five. Stoops and Bell, we are live at Twin Peaks, hanging out, having a good time. It's been a fun day. We're going to talk to our guy, Brian Jones. What are you shaking your head about? We've been arguing all day about
because
this.
Because you're misrepresenting my argument.
Right.
If you want to put Tua in, I got no problem with that. Tua has played himself into the conversation.
Thank you.
My issue is you took Josh Allen out.
Who?
To put check down Charlie. Thank you. Check down Charlie.
Oh,
Justin
you
Herbert.
Stop calling Justin Herbert check down Charlie.
Oh, okay.
The one game you saw this year.
Okay. You know what? Let's pull the. Let's look at the
look
numbers.
At the numbers. Let's look at the numbers.
He threw for 245 yards against checking the 28th. Now the 28th ranked pass defense. At the time, it was the 31st pass defense in the league. I don't care who's paying.
Wow. Well, I guess those 5 yards outs add up because he's fifth in passing right now in the NFL.
By the way, guess what? Guess who didn't play in the game?
Who?
Guess who didn't play?
His starting wide receivers.
A.J. Terrell.
Yes, and he lost three ones.
Casey Hayward.
Out.
Okay.
Keenan Allen was out. Those guys are out.
I can run a corner route on Darren Hall. You see the guy? He gave up both touchdowns.
Well,
last
let's take let's look at the numbers. Patrick Mahomes, 8.1 per throw. Josh Allen, 7.7 per throw. Second.
Yes.
Joe Burrow tied.
Of course Joe Burrow's in the top five.
Here's where it gets interesting. Tom Brady still kicking 6.5 yards.
Get him out of here. Brady, Aaron Rodgers are washed up. They're not in the top five anymore. And here's the thing about Herbert. You want to put Herbert in there? You're saying Herbert should be in there?
No, I'm saying he should be out. Josh Allen is. Herbert is out. Tua is in. I agree with
thank
you.
Thank you. All right.
But you put Justin.
That's not what I heard earlier.
You put Justin Herbert over Josh Allen, and that is blasphemous.
Well, listen.
And
Allen,
I like Justin
Allen
Herbert.
Has a red zone turnover issue, Mike.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
3 weeks in a row. It's
you,
a habit after 3 weeks.
You listened to me last
you
night. Now you come
for
with
three
it.
Weeks.
I get it.
Let's get where
sweets.
The rubber hits the road. What number matters the most? Touchdowns. Justin Herbert tied for fifth with? Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua's a top five quarterback.
Hold on.
He's
hold
a top
on.
Five guy.
That number matters? I thought the wins column mattered.
Well, that matters
he's
too.
He's on the cusp of the playoffs right now.
Oh, and Josh Allen sitting in first place
yeah,
at 9-3.
Again, once Sean Payton gets to Los Angeles with the Chargers, he'll finally go somewhere. They're going to have two nitwit coaches in a row.
Josh Allen did something that no other quarterback has done. He won two games in Detroit in a row.
This,
I mean, that never
if I
happens.
Was starting a team right now, if I couldn't have Mahomes, I want Josh Allen. I know he's had three bad games. Guess what? He was magic last night against the Patriots. That, where he's running out of bounds, he makes that throw. Only Patrick Mahomes makes that throw.
Well, you just said it. It's the Patriots.
Guess what? That's one of the best defenses in the league.
I mean,
now,
come
their
on.
Quarterback, I don't know. Take your defensive coordinator, turn him into an offensive coordinator, and your special teams coach. Don't put these poor people in front. They're going to be miserable.
Yes.
And so these new folks just ran in. Don't put us in front of the radio people. Do not put us in front of the radio people.
And she just said that.
Yes.
She's looking
ma'am,
at her husband.
You're not offending us. Do no. not put them in front of us.
Yes.
We'll be miserable.
We want to be in the back.
Move them down.
Can,
move
we
down.
Be, can we be in the back
this
of the restaurant?
Nice, this nice couple just
we
want
to be in the back of the restaurant.
They want a nice romantic dinner at Twin Peaks. And here we are.
They don't want three fools yelling at each other. I mean, what could go wrong?
These people literally just walked in, and she said that to the
no.
waitress.
But anyway, getting back before those people rolled in. You know, Bill Belichick. He's been
Mike,
a genius for years.
His son is calling a defense.
Yep.
My point is.
You got the idiot son calling defense, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, two-headed nitwits calling offense. Oh, you replaced Josh McDaniels with -2.
Yeah, listen, you got Matthew Judon. He's a stud. But they got gouged last night. That was not an impressive performance by the defense. And here's the other thing. Your offense only scored 10 points, to your point.
Right.
They've done that two of the last 3 weeks. That team's a mess. They got exposed last night. And don't tell me, you know, that this is on Mac Jones. This is not on Mac Jones.
No, and Mac Jones gets frustrated. And by the way, Barstool Sports, like everything else Barstool does, they hype stuff, they get it all wrong. He basically was like, throw the blanket ball. The quick game sucks. Not the running game.
He wanted to challenge.
I don't know how you get two syllables out of one if you're reading lips, but it was the quick. In other words, up-tempo. He was talking about what they weren't doing.
I've read lips and gotten one syllable.
No, but I mean, I'm not enamored with Mac Jones, but I know this. When you got two morons who've never been offensive coordinator, you put two knuckleheads who've never, ever done this. I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
I'm not.
I mean, shocking. No, Bill Belichick's genius is not looking so genius, is it?
Well, somebody's got to be fired. Is he going to fire any of those guys when the season's over?
His son does a nice John Gruden impression, by the way, making silly faces on the sideline.
By the way, they held a top five quarterback to 24 points. It was Stephon Diggs in the lineup. That's pretty good. I mean, their defense ain't the problem. It's Mac Jones on the offense. I'm surprised you didn't have Mac Jones in the top five, Carl.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Another check down, Charlie.
If he played better. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 404-741-0929. Hey, Falcons are taking on the Steelers. We got the Hawks in action against the Nuggets. And we're talking about that Bills-Patriots game last night. By the way, it was sort of a stinker, too, to Al Michaels' point. It was not an entertaining game. It really wasn't.
Well, because the Patriots couldn't do anything on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just amazed that people in Boston are still showing up for that. You know what I mean? God bless them. That's a fan base. They're out there in 35-degree weather with a packed house watching an offense that doesn't do anything. That's why guys were buying Bailey Zappi jerseys.
Yeah, or they went crazy, too, when they put him in the game. That was a couple of weeks back. All right, man, coming up, we're going to talk to our buddy Brian Jones. Most important story of the day, can the Dogs do it again? But, Chris, right now, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Stop double-checking your facts, Bo. Grady Jarrett says do not sleep on Kenny Pickett. He's the starter for the Steelers on Sunday. Mike, does Kenny Pickett come in here and pick us apart? Does he have a 250-yard, three-touchdown kind of game against us with George Pickens coming to town?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I think about I will say this. He'll have more throwing yards than Mariota.
You think so?
Yeah, about 200, 225, sounds about right. And hopefully that A.J. Terrell is 100% enough where he can contribute. He's been doing so much better. He's getting stronger each week with that hamstring.
He is.
But you still got to get pressure on this guy because Pickett comes out of that Colts game with more confidence. He had a nice two-minute drill, one sequence. He got in the red zone, scored the two-point conversion. So Pickett is slowly but surely learning. If you look at his stats, they're terrible, but he's a rookie. I do think that the Pickens, that's going to be the star on this team. Once he got rid of Claypool, I thought his numbers were really going to pop, but it's not really been
well. And remember, Kenny Pickett is literally learning on the job, and they installed him late in the season. Let's hear from Grady Jarrett because he says, I'm not sleeping on Kenny Pickett.
Not necessarily. I think, you know, when you're starting pro football quarterback, you're a pretty special dude, you know, and there's only 32 teams in the world at this level. Every organization trusts you to put you out there to represent, you know, their team, their city, and you're pretty good. You're a pretty good player. So, got to definitely give it that respect and, you know, just take it how it comes and be ready to try to get after it.
We've got to get pressure, though, Mike. Let's make him uncomfortable.
I'm with you. And we were talking about George. Everybody here in Atlanta was saying, look, why don't we go defense first round and see if we can get a quarterback in the second round, trade up for George Pickens. Remember that? And I had that conversation about two dozen times. Pickens has two touchdowns on the season. So Drake London has twice as many touchdowns. The yardage is slightly better, 5'10 to about 4 and change for our man Drake London. But it is interesting. You'd think once the Chase Claypool was out, sooner or later, right, Pickett would get it with Pickens. He's I'm just giving the yards real quick. 32, 83, 57 last three games. In case you're wondering about a downfield threat with the Steelers.
Let's hear Dean Pease, Chris, because he was asked about what the Steelers are doing with Kenny Pickett and how they're evolving week to week. This is what our defensive coordinator said about this week.
No, I don't think you simplify things at all. I mean, if you watch the first part of the season as Trubisky, and then now you watch here, you see the same route tree, you see the same plays, you see the same pretty much everything. I don't think they've changed a whole lot. I mean, they could have changed some things. I don't know. You know, I'm not in their meeting, so I don't know that. But I don't think that's the case. I think the guy's just gaining experience, getting feeling more comfortable back there, like anything else. Just like you guys asked me about the outside backers. I mean, the more you play, the better you feel. faster you play. I've seen it now a little bit. But I think it's just him gaining experience.
Gaining experience, Dean Pease. Let's put some pressure on him. It's Dukes and Bell. Top three stories, guys. Hawks back in action tonight. The bad news is no JC, no DeAndre Hunter as they take on the Nuggets. Now, Mike and I were talking last hour. You know, our update guy was saying that Trey was questionable. Now, again, questionable doesn't mean out or doubtful. I mean, we get these reports all the time. But it's just at a point right now where you go, wait a minute, we got two starters already out. I think Trey plays. I don't think that's going to be an issue. But with that said, Mike, you got to find a way to get it done without two of your main guys in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, I know that DeJounte and Trey, when they're on their game, this is different than the Magic. The Magic, you know, this is a really competitive team. But the Magic, you saw what we expected almost, if not every night, three out of four nights. Both these guys going for 25-plus, a lot of assists. Trey with a double-double. DeJounte, I don't know what his three-point game is because I haven't seen him, but Trey's three-point game is still struggling. But hopefully they'll fix that tonight.
All right, let's hope so. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, right after Mike and I get done. And I want you to hear Brian Kelly. We're going to dive into this because Georgia has a chance to do something really special. It's one thing to go undefeated through the SEC. It's another that you come back and win an SEC championship, Mike, as you head back to the college football playoff. But Brian Kelly was asked about the UGA tight ends, Brock Bowers and company, and he had this to say.
Jordan story of the day, brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Before we get to can the Dogs repeat in the SEC championship game, Mike, we just got some really good news for our Hawks, didn't we?
Yes.
Bogey is available.
The return of
and playing.
Bogey.
So, with the injuries, and this is what we needed, we said, hey, guys got to step up. What we didn't know is that the plan was to activate Bogey and make sure that he was going to be available tonight. I'm happy about this. I don't know what he gives us. I know he's been shooting a lot and working out and, you know, rehabbing.
Over under 15.
Yes, more. I think okay. He'd come. Yeah, because we need his offense. You're missing Hunter and JC tonight.
I mean, we've been hearing he's been taking jump shot after jump shot, so we certainly dialed in. Worried about Trey, though. I mean, I would like to think that Trey, you know, when you lose a John Collins and DeAndre, hopefully DeAndre's shorter than John. John's going to be out for a couple of weeks now, it sounds like. But Trey steps in and plays a little bit of pain, and DeJounte can help carry that load. But this is one where, yeah, Bogey, we've been waiting and waiting. This is one where if Bogey is on, can really have an impact on us. Our three-point shooting has been abysmal. We've been the bottom quarter of the NBA all season long.
Yeah, so that's good news. Hawks taking on the Nuggets tonight. We'll see what Bogey does in his return. And, again, no JC and no DeAndre Hunter. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow in the SEC championship game, Mike. The Dogs, heavy favorites. How does this game play out? We're going to talk with Brian Jones coming up here from CBS in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from now. How does this game play out? Does Stetson Bennett and the offense get out early? You get an early lead, and then this defense is just shut down, and LSU has a tough time moving the football, maybe scoring some points. I think if the Dogs start out that way,
right,
it is going to be a high-scoring afternoon for Georgia. And, you know, the way the season plays out, think about this. The Dogs haven't come out and been on top of a team, you know, 28-0, 30-0.
Oregon.
Yes, but it's, and that was the first game.
Right.
But even Missouri, right, the game that they got challenged in, right. Kentucky didn't play out that way. These games kind of build as the game moves along, and then you look up, Mike, and they've scored 37 points. They're still one of the top-scoring teams in the country.
I just think if you are the Georgia Bulldogs, and I said this earlier, we were talking about this with Arch, just give it to Kenny McIntosh, minimum 15 times. He's got, I think, the Kentucky game you went to up in Lexington, that's the one game I think he got to 20 carries. I know you've got so many weapons. Everything Georgia wants to do, Carl, is predicated on establishing the running game.
Yep.
And then Stetson Bennett, either play action or moving in the pocket. And then we can talk about which tight end should get the ball, whether the one at 6'8" or the one who's the best tight end in the country. You've got so many playmakers. I do think sometimes, as a Georgia fan, you watch the game. We asked about this earlier. Munkin sometimes, go with the hot hand. If McIntosh, you're having success running the football, shorten the game, do your thing. But I'm with you. I just think the defense, with all due respect to what LSU's seen this year, has not seen anything. Jaden Daniels has not seen anything like the Georgia defense,
No. And
Jaden Daniels is not close to 100%. So I think Georgia's going to win this game. I didn't pick them just because those sluggish starts still linger in the back of your mind.
All right.
But they do get up for the big opponents. The Oregon game, the Tennessee game, even the Auburn game, they got up.
We asked Brad Nessler, the voice of CBS, SEC on CBS, about this, about playing down to the competition. Here's what Ness said to us about Georgia.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think they're doing right now. You know, I think the friends of mine that are fans, I mean, big-time fans, they cry about games. They do all of that. They're still not happy with the national championship last year because they lost the game. You know, those guys, you know, the offense is not good enough. The defense is not as good as last year, and you hear it over and over and over. I'm like, hey, guys, they're 12-0, you know. They've lost one regular season game in 2 years. What do you really want? I do think they played down the competition, though, Mike, the last couple of games, and I think that will go away on Saturday. And from Saturday on, I think we see the best edition and the best version of Georgia that we're going to see.
Yeah, and the reason is the stakes are higher. And right. I said this, you know, when you start putting in context, I brought this up earlier, that Stetson Bennett, you know, just from an individual standpoint, obviously it's a team game and he wants to win for Georgia, but if they find a way to repeat, Mike, you are now an elite company of quarterbacks that have repeated as back-to-back champions in NCAA football history. You know, you're talking about three guys, A.J. McCarron. You know, you got to go back to the 90s teams with Nebraska. And you're talking about a guy
Tommy
like
Frazier.
Tommy Frazier, yeah. And a guy like Stetson Bennett. It's just that's incredible company when you say, hey, how good was that guy? And to think about his story, you know, we've been saying, oh, they're going to make a movie. Well, I'll tell you what, if they are able to do this year and find a way to get it done, that's pretty special for Stetson Bennett to be, hey, the three guys who went back-to-back, and you're talking about 50 years, and there's only three?
Especially when you think about all the crap that Stetson Bennett's put up with. I mean, I would like to think that the folks that are still not in league with Stetson Bennett, what, 10% now, dog fans? I would think the record has been there.
I don't know how, but you don't like the kid,
but
man.
I mean, I get it. Yes, he's missed some passes. Sometimes they're sluggish, but we already just covered that. Sometimes this team just comes out and they see the opponent across the field, and I think that drives Kirby crazy, drives the coaching staff crazy. But you're going to see Stetson Bennett do the things which makes him so special. The accuracy, the moving around in the pocket, scrambling. He always seems to pick the right spot, yep. Right, just to break the defense's back and move the chains. But again, with all these weapons, the only weak spot there is for Georgia is the wide receivers. That's it. Corners have played better. There was concerns about the corners earlier this year. They've come together. Now they have an entire season under their belt. The team on defense is, I guess the theme today, we'll ask Brian Jones about it, but it's almost like, yes, last year had all the stars and all the guys the NFL teams wanted, but this year is the true sum of its parts, better as a whole.
Jaden Daniels being back is big for LSU. I just don't know what kind of effect he can have on the game.
He was in a walking boot earlier this week. So, I mean, you know, with all due respect, he's not going to be able to do the things you want to do.
No, that's the thing. It's good to have him out there. He is an impact player, but I just don't know how effective he will be. All right, coming up, Brian Jones, CBS. You watch him on SEC on CBS. He's a friend, man, friend of the show, as we like to say. He's in town for the game tomorrow. We'll pick his brain about it. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's always good to welcome a celebrity like Brian Jones back to the A for the SEC championship game. Brian Jones, you watch him on CBS, guys, SEC on CBS. BJ, man, appreciate you jumping on. I know it's been a busy day. You guys are getting all your stuff done for tomorrow, so thank you for finding some time for us. Man, listen, everybody's on Georgia, right? Everybody thinks this is just going to be a rout. Tell me why it's not going to be, Brian Jones. Why should I believe LSU's going to hang with this Georgia football team?
Well, first of all, I was making a valiant effort to come hang out with you guys there at Twin Peaks because they have some dynamite food, not to mention those fine river hip things walking around as well.
So I was trying my best to fight that Atlanta traffic, but the Atlanta traffic won.
I hear you, man. Thank you, bro.
Secondly, to answer your question, I think LSU can hang because they have a quarterback that can give you fits with his wheels. Now, he's a little dinged up after that defeat in College Station last weekend, but he still remained in the game and finished that contest. But there's no doubt he's not 100%. But if he can come in and just somehow be somewhat of a dual threat, that has always given any defense issues, as he did versus Alabama. And they've got some talent. They're a young team, and that's why you have uneven performances such as the one last week in the loss to Texas A&M. And defensively, I think their secondary can hang. I'm a little worried about their front. They got a couple of big boys up there, 92 ball, but that Harold Perkins Jr., I'm sure you guys have seen him. He's a cheetah at that linebacker position, a true freshman. The guy can fly around. And it's going to be difficult to control him. He'll probably be spying on Stetson Bennett and make sure those quarterback runs are kept to a minimum. And then offensively for LSU, those freshman bookends and that offensive line, can they handle Jalen Carter and everything else that Georgia brings to bear? It's duty. I think Georgia wins the game. I just hope it's a competitive affair. LSU, man, when they're on, they can play some pretty good ball. But we know Georgia, they'll slap a knot on your forehead.
Right. No, ladies, put your tops back on. Brian's on the phone. Brian's not coming. He's not here.
Why you gonna tease me like that, man?
And by the way, the A team is here. I'm not even kidding, Brian. I mean, it's like Charlie's. It's almost, I feel like Morris Day in Purple Rain. I want to see some shaking. It is our man Brian Jones from CBS. He's with us here on the Wade4.com hotline. The elusive Brian Jones. Someday we'll see him face to face again. Carl.
Yeah, bro.
All right, B. What do you make of Georgia? The topic today with all our experts, and we've been yapping about it all week, Brian. Yes, Georgia can get down for the bad teams, but they always seem to rise to the occasion. So do you see them putting a big number up? And do you see them in the playoff, about any of those matchups, getting back to what we're used to seeing against Oregon and Tennessee?
Well, you have to give those other teams credit as well, man. They come to play, and last week they give up a touchdown in the first quarter for the first time all season. And at times Georgia Tech was able to move the ball. But what Georgia did, and the great ones do, is they have different facets to their game. And Georgia just said, we're going to just smash the hell out of y'all. And especially there in the second half. Now, they threw the one long touchdown pass to McIntosh on the wheel route. But other than that, it was between the tackles, man. They just ran through Georgia Tech. So whatever is required, they are able to tap into their toolbox and find it and get the job done. Yes, sometimes you do play down to your competition. And playing down to Georgia Tech, they still beat them, what, by 30 points? So right. That's not bad, too bad of a deal if you're playing down. And you're not going to always bring your A game. You got to be able to win with your B game, sometimes even your C game. But they find ways to win. They'll be ready for this game. They haven't had much luck in the SEC championship game, losing their last three. And they know what LSU did to them the last time they met up in this ball game as well. That was the Joe Burrow group, and it wasn't pretty. So, a few guys are remaining on that team that witnessed that. And so I think Georgia will be come fully loaded and ready to play. But I think LSU will as also, because that was a classic look ahead last week there in versus Texas A&M, man. They were not inspired, but they will be more inspired and committed in this affair tomorrow.
BJ, let's get your thoughts on these other games, man. I'm just curious what you think. You'll get a chance to watch Brian tomorrow on CBS, SEC on CBS. I am not compelled with the Clemson-North Carolina game. Tell me why. I mean, I've not been enamored with Clemson all season. And then tonight we got the Pac-12 championship. I like USC, but it was a great game, and Utah won last time. And then you look at, you know, the other conference championship game in the Big 12. Listen, TCU is really good, B, and that's hard for us to say. You know what I'm talking about. TCU is really good, man, and I think they've got a really good shot to surprise people and get some revenge on K-State, but more importantly, get into the college football playoff. What do you think about all these championship games?
I was surprised TCU posted 60-something on the Big 12's best defense, Iowa State, last week. So as a team that has been knocked and all the pundits are looking for them to be the first to fall, out of that top four because of the manner in which they've won games. And they came back in every game, it pretty much, other than last week. And I played on a team that got out of the gate slowly, and, you know, we ended up number three in the nation. So there's nothing wrong with getting out of the starting slow, but you find a way to win, as we were just discussing. I think TCU will win. It'll be a better game than the last time. Remember, Kansas State got out 28 points and didn't score anything in the second half. As far as UNC and Clemson, you want to see some ugly quarterback play? Well, that'll be DJ Uiagalelei, who can't get right. And you want to see some ugly defense? That'll be UNC's defense, because right. They couldn't stop a nosebleed with a bag of ice, man. I think Clemson will win the game because of Shipley and their defense. But Drake May is the truth at that quarterback position, although his numbers have been a little lackluster here of late in the last couple ball games. And so USC and Utah, you're right. What a heck of a game that was. And Caleb Williams put on a show last week versus the Notre Dame, and I think he will again, as he did in the first installment of this matchup. And they've been running the ball, even though they lost Travis Dye, the transfer from Oregon, a couple weeks ago. This Austin Jones, man, they gave Notre Dame some of their own medicine, just running straight at them. And their defense is playing better. But Utah, they won't just, you know, fall down and let USC have their way. If Cam Rising can stay away from the turnovers, they have a good chance. And he put on a show in the first game, and of course had that big play on the 2-point conversion, and he had over 400 yards of offense. So, but I think USC wins that one. I think Clemson will win versus UNC and TCU and K-State. That should be a good one, but I'm going with the Frogs.
It is our man, Brian Jones. He is the Dolomite of the SEC on CBS. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Brian, were you as surprised? Were you as surprised as we were? Because if anybody does fall, those teams you just mentioned, TCU, USC, Ohio State is set to poise to jump. But were you as surprised how Michigan just came in there and beat them with a passing game, amongst all things?
No doubt. And it's not so much the passing game, the running game. Let's just be honest. Ohio State is devoid of athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. Other than that number 44, Tui Moloau, they don't really have a lot of athleticism on that side, man. And that's why Michigan was able to run through them, even after losing their signature running back, Blake Corum, who's now out for the season. You've got an injured Donovan Edwards. The young buck comes in, and he runs for over 200. And he wasn't touched, guys. The dude was not touched on those 75, 85-yard runs. And Michigan just mashed him. And so I was surprised at that. The passing, not so much. Yeah, you're surprised when guys are running scot-free, as they were in Ohio State secondary. But Maryland the week prior put 370 on them through the air. So that wasn't too much of a shock. I was just surprised that they gave up the goods on the ground.
B, we got to run, man. Great stuff. I know it's been a busy day for you. I hope you enjoy the time here in the A, as always, and we'll be watching tomorrow. Hopefully, like you said, we get a good game, brother. Thank you so much for finding some time for us today.
All right, my man. Appreciate you guys. Sorry I couldn't get over to you guys. Now y'all owe me my new favorite dessert over at Dan Tanner's, that Krispy Kreme bread pudding.
Ooh, that's good, bro.
I like that kind of party.
That is a good dessert.
Maybe Santa will bring you some, man. All right, baby. Have fun.
Brian Jones, guys, we're coming back. We're going to clear our throats and get you ready for Hawks basketball. Bogey is a game-time decision.
Oh, wait. Nate, now you got me all excited.
Well, Nate's playing it close to the vest, saying they won't release the injury update until 30 minutes before tip. So he has the opportunity to do that. We're going to get it straight. We'll see what happens. Pre-game's coming up at 7 o'clock. Mike Conte will have more on this coming up. We're live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. It's Stukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.